Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Heshy Zeltzer and I'm the moderator. As such, I have the unpleasant task of enforcing the time limit allotted to each speaker. Today's seminar, as you all know, is on the thought of Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Salvei Shig Zatzal, and specifically as it relates to science. First and foremost, I would like to thank David Goldman, the deputy editor of Asia Times, who conceived of the seminar, and Rabbi Asher Ben Zion Buchman, the editor of Chakira, who made it happen. Additionally, I would like to thank all the presenters and all the participants. Without you, of course, there would be no seminar. Some technical notes: all participants come in as muted. All presenters were then unmuted. If you're a presenter, you have not yet been unmuted, please send me a message by clicking on chat. Toward the end of the seminar, we will be taking questions from the audience. To ask a question, please click on chat and type what you would like to ask. Today, we will be hearing many insights about the Rav's philosophy as it relates to science. But the Rav was also concerned with the religious experience as made popular by William James. In an off-cited passage, the Rav criticizes himself for failing to transfer his religious experience to his students. I would argue respectfully that quite the opposite is true. As an example, I want to relate how I, raised as a Ger Chassid, have internalized at least a bit of the religious experience as exuded by the Rav. It is about 25 years ago. The clock in shul reads 10 to 7. I am in a typical Haredi shul in Flatbush, waiting for Shacharis to begin. Out of a corner of my eye, I notice the Rav of our shul standing in the hallway. He motions for me to come over. I step into the hallway. In his right hand is a fistful of cassettes, for all you who know what a cassette is. He pushes them toward me and says, "Heshy, listen to these. I think you will enjoy them." I look at the cassettes, amateurish in their label design. Handwritten on them, they read simply, "Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik." I politely thank the Rav of our shul, and absently, I stuff the cassettes into my talis bag. Even then, of course, I knew that Rav Soloveitchik was a descendant of the Bris dynasty and a brilliant Magid Shir at Yeshiva University, but not much more. A few days later, I need to drive from Flatbush to Syracuse. Without expecting much, I place the first Soloveitchik cassette into my car's cassette player. I expect a booming baritone voice, but instead I hear the rapid-fire Yiddish of a Polish Yid. I will never forget that shir. It wasn't just the series of questions he asked and the problems he posed. It wasn't just the layer upon layer of fact and logic. It wasn't just how he constructed a pyramid of questions, answers, and proofs that led to the inevitable solution. It wasn't just that he stunned me by declaring that a miracle, even one that saves B'nai Yisroel from destruction, highlights Kaviyachol, an imperfection in God's world. If God's design of the world were truly perfect, he would not need to resort to a miracle. My mystical experience that day was due to all of the above and to none of the above. Listening to the Rav Shir that day was, yes, a magical and mystical experience that forever changed my life. It was the Rav reaching out across space and time to anchor me to an enlightened version of our religion, to provide me with a transcendent experience. A day now never passes when I am unaffected by the Rav's thought. I have lovingly passed on my passion to my eldest son. Over time, one long telephone conversation about the Rav's philosophy led to another. We began grasping the unity of the Rav's thought. We documented all of this, and the result was a synoptic overview of the Rav's thought to be published shortly by Routledge. We hope that our own small contribution to the Rav's thought will add yet one more link to the chain connecting the Rav to others who will one day also become intoxicated with the worldview of halachic man par excellence. Thank you. I would now like to invite Scott Shea to speak. Scott Shea is co-founder of Signature Bank, founder of Chai Mitzvah, and a Jewish community activist. He's the author of In Good Faith, published by Post Hill Press, 2019. His topic today is Faith is Rational.